This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Well, as I like to say, welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, 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 I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL. Good, write it down. I'll wait. I got nothing else to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you aboard. This is a, you know, we do this every week. Okay. And we do our pop. Yeah. Go on, let me see you say this three times. Pop culture crazies. And what I do is I have Andrea Nelson joins me, and she'll join me after the break to discuss some of the crazy stuff going on in and around on the news. And we usually talk about the craziness behind what's going on college campuses, what's going on in the business world when it comes to our young people. And I have no grasp on millennials. When it comes to millennials, I am still so lost. I really don't understand what gets them excited about, you know, working, job, life. You know, as one millennial put it to me recently, so what is normal? Normal for me is different than normal for them. You know, normal for me was, you know, growing up and getting a decent job and wanting to get a house and, right? So what does that mean? Does that mean that I grew up thinking that something was normal was? Because to them, that's not normal. To them, normal is kind of, you know, you work and you work till you're happy. You know, there's no money really mentioned. And you want to make sure you have enough time to take off early, have some time with your friends. I was going to say go to the beach, but not necessarily. You know, time to recreate. And to them, that's the perfect job. There's no real thought about getting married, you know, raising a family, buying a home. That may not be normal. Right? So when you think it through, what have we done to the millennials? What have we done to set them up? How many of you parents, because you were so open to allowing them to find themselves? Come on, think about it. Allowing them to find themselves. What good did that do them? Look where they are today. Look what they're fighting today as they're finding themselves. You didn't do them any favors. We're supposed to be parents. If you head up to my website, I've got an area for videos up there. And I put the video up there of a mother, a parent, a mother, whatever. And one of her videos that caught my eye that somebody sent me, actually, was your kids don't need you as a friend. Okay? They don't want to be a friend. You don't want to be their friend. And she goes through a whole list of things that parents they want to do are trying to be part of. And I was rolling around laughing when I heard, because you never, if you do it right, you don't stop with the one video, because they're only 2 or 3 minute videos. And it's sad now that most videos are 2 or 3 minutes. You know why? Because most people can't hang on longer than that. That should scare the bejesus out of you. Right? So anyway, so she you know, she puts these things out about, and one of the comments that she makes is, you know, I love sitting around with the mothers, and the mothers say, you know, hey, you know, I want my 8-year-old boy or girl, whatever, to be my best friend, or I want to be their best friend. And she said, how creepy is that? You're a 32-year-old female, and your best friend is an 8-year-old boy. You know, and no, you don't want to be their friends. I mean, matter of fact, my son sat here and rolled around laughing when I played it for him. Because instead of sounding like me, it was like, I don't want to be your friend. I'm not interested in being your friend. And if you're not telling me you can't stand me 5 times a day, I'm not doing my job. I remember my girl said, you know, one girl in particular, you know, you've ruined my life because I can't date so-and-so or do this or do that. Yeah, okay, good. And I'm not done yet. I got a lot more ruining to do. Didn't bother me at all. None of that stuff made me crazy. Right? And you can't let it get to you, too. You've got to be thick-skinned. Because if you're not thick-skinned, everything they say you're going to feel bad about, you're going to cave because you don't want them to feel bad. Right? You've got to start raising your kids. You really do. You got to start raising your kids. You got to start giving them some backbone. You have to start teaching them responsibility. I'm not going to read it to you guys, but I was reading an article about, is personal responsibility dead? It might be. We don't know if it isn't. So again, always a pleasure to have you. I really mean that. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being just part of the conversation. God, I hate when people make comment and they have no clues of what's going on. You heard Xander, I ain't got time to do this, but you heard Xander talk about, this is not, we want to keep rewriting history. You know, Hillary being the first woman candidate or nominee or potential nominee for president, that's so wrong. That's such a lie. There's been, 8 or 9 other women? And then the tragedy that took place over the weekend being the worst massacre here in America. Not true. Not true, but the other one's kind of a little ugly. 75 blacks died. They were being shot as they were leaving the houses that were being burnt. Yeah. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, senior host. Listen to The Real Side. Adrian Nelson joins me after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
Can you say chick-chicky boom anymore? I thought that was politically incorrect. I mean, it's a great movie, The Mask. And I don't know. What do I know? You know, I'm the old white guy in the room. What can I tell you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, get involved. If you hop up on the website, there's smarter people than I in the website. So if I bore you to death, you can always converse with them. They have a clue. They know what's going on. Also, want to she's going to make me look like a fool, I know, because I don't know anything about this pop culture stuff. It all eludes me tremendously. Anyway, Andrea Nelson joins me from the Clover Agency. I never have a clue as to what this stuff is about. It makes my head spin. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We haven't had any. What happened to the good old days when, what's her name, Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan and that group? I mean, are they in hibernation somewhere or something?
No, but Donald Trump just trumps all of them.
I'll give you that.
He certainly is taking a lot of attention away from the Paris Hilton these days.
Well, maybe if they ran for president or something, they might, you know, I mean, Kim Kardashian, well, she gets a lot of attention no matter what she does, but whatever. And you know, I won't say it. I'll be nice. I'm going to leave it alone. But I'm bumped. You like that, huh? Right. Okay. So, you know, everybody's kind of talking about it, and everybody is talking about it, the tragedy that happened this weekend. One of the things I think is sad, just as sad. Well, close to just as sad. Look, 50 humans lost their lives for no good reason this weekend. 50 humans were taken off this planet because of some, and I'll say it, you won't have to, some radical Muslim fool. All right. That doesn't mean all Muslims are radical. That doesn't mean any of that. What it means is some idiot, based on his religious beliefs, decided that he needed to kill 50 people. And it's just wrong, flat out wrong. How that got politicized within an hour or two of what happened. You know, first it was the Republicans because they wouldn't allow gun control. Then it's the Christians because they spew hate about the gay and lesbian community. It wasn't a Christian who had a gun in his hand in the place.
Well, no.
How we got dragged into it, I don't know.
Well, you have this attack on a group of people who are already have heightened emotions and heightened sensitivities to feeling like they're under attack any day, on any given day, with any group of people, you know, whether they're, you know, Christians, Muslims, whether they're agnostics. I mean, whether they're just people who don't agree with their lifestyle. So this is a group of people who feels like they're sort of on guard and they've got their defenses up every day of the year, and then to be attacked like this is completely unconscionable. It's absolutely, it takes all of us to our knees, all of us, no matter, you know, what color our skin is or, you know, what, you know, our, what gender we are, you know, what our lifestyle is. Like, we just, it hits us over the head. And of course, you know, you say that these are humans who were attacked. Yes. And so for the sake of humanity, we all, you know, gather together and we support our fellow Americans, you know, but the fact that this community has always felt so attacked and under attack, I think they're insensitive. You know, we don't really need, I read an article today of an editorial written by someone from the gay and lesbian community saying, don't feel sorry for us. We don't need your help. You know, don't get involved. Don't take pity on us. And I think that, again, is coming from this place of many, many years of hurt and, you know, feeling like they're always being attacked. So it's sad. I mean, that to me is the saddest part of the story. It's just, you know, our country being under attack for the most ridiculous reasons and not being able to, for whatever reason, not being able to get control of it. And, you know, just stop the terrorism from happening in the first place. And then, you know, it's almost inciting like a civil disruption within, you know, within us as Americans, which is sad.
Well, it's gonna listen, I'll say it, you won't have to, but this, you know, race relations in this country haven't been as bad in 100 years than what this president has done for race relations. And now you look at what's going on, and frankly, if he would take action and he would nip the pound on these terrorists, okay? And they could be homegrown white Anglo-Saxon Muslim converts, or they could be Middle Eastern, you know, dark-skinned, native Islamic believers, whatever you want to call them. They still, any way you cut it, they're terrorists, okay? And if you would really take action on it, we wouldn't have time. We wouldn't be able to start, turning it into some political game. Look, I was just telling somebody, when the Jordanian king was here in this country, and they burned a Jordanian pilot to death in the cage, I don't know if you remember that, right? What did he do? He flew home to be with his countrymen, and then he took revenge on ISIS within hours. You know what? I haven't seen them burn any pilots anymore, at least Jordanian pilots. We do nothing. They have nothing to fear with us. They have no reason to stop doing anything to us. It's like you telling your kid, and I know you've seen mothers who do this, they tell their kid 32 times, knock it off or else. Well, there is no else. Or else never happens. Why should I stop?
Yes. I mean, I can see where you're coming from. I think that people like Trump, though, you know, are also not helping the situation. I think that he, in the past, you know, he makes statements that it appears he hasn't thought about before he says them. And I think that at times like this, he becomes a symbol of, you know, this disruption and the anger, and people attack him. And I think at a time like this, it wasn't.
I think that's a very small part of it. I think the anger is welled up. When the president comes out and refuses to call it what it is, and you have people that are hurting and upset, and they know what it is, I think that's like throwing gasoline in an open flame.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But okay. My point is, when it comes to any sense of homophobia or that if there's a sense that the LGBT community is feeling like they're not being supported, I don't think a person like Trump is helping the conversation. It's almost like there's two issues.
Really. Right. But I got news for you. I just had a fellow on from New York who's a gay fellow from New York and, you know, ran in the gay community. They love him. They love him. He is, according to this guy, he is 200% LGBTQ supportive.
Well, and I'm not saying that there aren't some that do support him, I'm sure, but most don't.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing other things online, but okay. I think you're going to be surprised. I'm not a big Trump fan, but I think people are going to be surprised. We are so fed up with the foo-foo talk. We are so fed up with the PC talk. We are so fed up with the inaction. When I look at what Hillary's saying, she is saying nothing new. It's the same old political rhetoric when crap hits the fan in a certain area. There's nothing new there. Okay? When he comes out and he says this is Muslim or Islamic terrorism at its worst, and he even said it today in his speech, Trump, not every Muslim is a terrorist. I get it, but the ones that are need to be dealt with hard and fast. I agree with him, and I think you're going to see more and more Americans, because they're so frustrated, they're going to be on his side. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you head up on the website, there's a live chat room going on up there. You can always get involved with the conversation. Like I said, there's always a lot happening somewhere. There's always a lot happening. Andrea Nelson's on the line with me, like she joins me almost every week. She's my pop culture queen, if you would, because I don't get any of this stuff, so she's got to kind of explain it to me. It makes no sense to me. I don't even know why people pay attention to it. Andrea, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, if you listen, we got some great writers on the Real site, so head over there, check it out. I posted my story for the day. It's political correctness kills 50 plus this time, and you really need to pay attention to what's going on around you. You really need to pay attention as to how things are being pushed off. Things aren't being called as to what they are. And I think it's making us more dangerous. I think it's making us less safe as a society. Anyway, Andrea, so let's hit some of these stories that you threw out at me. What about the journalist who walks off a TV show when the show or the commentators on the show won't address the real cause of the shooting? Now, he's saying the shootings were due to homophobia. Now,
right.
here's my irritation with the word. When you use a word, you tack phobia onto it. To use it in the real meaning of the word, right? It means you're afraid of something. You're afraid of gay people or gays and lesbians or what have you. They weren't afraid. This shooter was not afraid of them. He hated them for who they were because it was against his religion. There's not a fear there. That's pure hate.
Sure, but I think there is an argument. Where does that hate come from? And I think it does come from fear in some cases. Why does somebody hate someone different from them so much if they just don't understand them? Now, perhaps there was a religious aspect of this. He just feels so strongly that their lifestyle is so offensive to him and what he believes, he absolutely hates them for it. But from what I'm reading and learning about him, it doesn't sound what they know so far, at least. It doesn't sound like he was overly religious, at least not that he was not that he necessarily made it obvious. But who knows? I mean, I guess there's an argument. Some would say, you know, some people hate because they just don't know anything different, or they don't know it. There's a fear there. And that's why they hate.
Well, he hated because he believed that his book, his scriptures taught him that you were to kill people that were gay or lesbian or that kind of thing. All right?
Well, I don't think we know that for sure, though. Do we know that?
If you've been tuning in and out all day long.
What I've been hearing today is that, you know, those who knew him didn't know him to be, you know, over the top religious, or yes, he made a lot of bigoted comments and he made a lot of racial slurs, but not necessarily was, you know, overtly religious, at least not in public. So not that says.
Well, he went to mosque every week. He hung out with the people at the mosque.
He was Muslim. He definitely was Muslim, no doubt about it. But
well, you know, again, the bottom line with it is that we need to. I'm so tired of everything else getting the blame. You know, Hillary coming out today and saying we need to hold the gun manufacturers accountable. Really? Okay.
No, but I mean, Joe, I think there's some truth to the fact that if some people hate those of the LGBTQ community because they don't know, they don't understand them, they're different from them. And I absolutely believe that that's true. I think the homophobia is a real thing. I think some do, they don't understand, and so it brews inside of them and it becomes hate. Absolutely. Right. I don't know if that was the case in this specific instance, but to use the word homophobia, I think is
I think there are probably some people that are afraid. I'm not suggesting that nobody is afraid, but I got to tell you something. I feel like it's so overused. I do not agree, and I'm open about it. I don't agree with the gay and lesbian lifestyle. Okay, I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of somebody who's a gay or a lesbian. I'm not afraid of a gay couple or a lesbian couple. Not at all. I just don't agree.
I think millions of people are. I do.
Really?
You might not be, but I think millions of people are, yes. I do. I think in parts of this country where they don't see that lifestyle frequently, I think it's absolutely still a topic that is scary for some.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Well, this journalism actually, and I give him credit. I mean, I give him credit for getting up and walking, I mean, trying to get his point across, but when he couldn't get his point across and they wouldn't acknowledge that this was part of it, he just got up and left, which I don't see a big problem with. I mean, what you've read this. What do you think?
I'm not surprised that he did. I mean, I think that all emotions today, yesterday and today, have been running really high, and he obviously sat down to have a discussion with a certain frame of mind and wasn't ready to not have that conversation. It didn't seem like those in the room were necessarily aligned with him, and he didn't have anything to say. Got up and walked off, and I'm not surprised. I kind of felt like that today. I don't even want to engage anybody in the conversation necessarily because I'm so emotionally, you know, just jarred.
I mean, some people look at it, and it's, you know, to me it's more of a, I don't want to say it's a learning moment because I don't mean that, but it is a moment you can now take and go, look, when do we stop this? What do we need to do to stop this? When are we going to stop dancing around the issue and actually start hitting these things head on? Or are we just going to let 50 more people get killed? Well, maybe 75 next time. Maybe it's not a gay and lesbian club. Maybe it's just an African-American church. They'll go in and there'll be 200 people in there because we won't actually do something about it. When does that happen?
I'd love to know the answer to that. I was listening to those who knew this man from years ago and remember him on 9/11 on the school bus. I remember him, like, you know, excited about, you know, the fact that these buildings went down for whatever reason. And he must have been only a 14-year-old kid. And it just makes you wonder, obviously, the people that encountered him on that school bus thought something about him was off and certainly was making them uncomfortable. Think about from since he was 14 to now, how many other people he may have encountered along the way that felt that about him that didn't say something or, you know, and nothing was done. Yeah, well, I mean, I think we need to pay attention.
I do. And we need to talk to people around us on a regular basis. We need to tell them what was going on, what to look for. You know, this guy was in FBI custody three times. Three times. And because they didn't have quite enough, they felt, to hold him or keep him on the list. You see, if they had put him on the no-fly list or a watch list, he wouldn't be able to get guns. But, I mean, I'm not going to get all political on you, but we know for a fact, it's true, we've seen them come up on Facebook and other places. This group, they have been told, the authorities have been told, the feds and others, that you do not single out Muslims for any case. We do not want them to feel like they're being singled out. Well, if you're acting like a terrorist, I don't care what color you are or what religion you belong to or how tall or short you are, you will be singled out and treated poorly. You should be.
Right, exactly.
So... But what happens is even if everything that in the interview points to them being a terrorist or possibly being a terrorist or that kind of thing, they still today still won't hold these people. I don't get
it. It's wrong, and I think that's something what you just said. It's most Americans would agree with that statement. You know, if it's looks like a terrorist and acts like a terrorist, then we need to do something about it.
Somebody said here, look, he was an American citizen. If he haven't committed a crime, how are they supposed to hold him, stop him, or whatever? Well, look, when you read the details, okay, in the interview, look, he threatened his wife a half a dozen times. Okay, in some cases, you know, domestic violence, all it takes is a threat nowadays to throw somebody in jail, right? Or for a cooling off period. Never happened. Right? Constantly talked about how America had to be brought to its knees, if you would. Okay, threatened African Americans at work. I mean, there were so many little things here that we kind of shrug off. Now it's only this, it's only that, it's only this. I wonder if the same thing, if a forgive the term, but a purebred white guy started talking about what he wanted to do to African Americans, what he wanted to do to other groups of people. I wonder if the FBI would have been as lenient on him. Just curious.
No, I don't know. I don't think we pay enough attention all around to those things. Now, I get the other side of the argument is that, you know, if you pay attention to all of those little things and you have Big Brother following you everywhere, no matter, so everything you say and everything you do is watched and under scrutiny. I mean, we don't want that either. You know,
we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. Hey, watch me all the time, right? We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, what's funny is you don't hear about it as much. But when I was in the 70s growing up, these guys that were...
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage everyone of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
All right, we're going in. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always on GCN Live. Hey, head over to the website where you can check out the stations, the times, and other ways to get the show. You know, we're on everything. First of all, you can grab us on GCN Live. You can grab us on over 31 stations across the country. You can check that out on the website as well. You can, and what are we on? iHeartRadio. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, Ustream, you this, you that. We're all over the place. As I used to say, we're like horse manure on a ranch. We are just everywhere. People thought that was... How do you refer to yourself like that? Like, well, you've never been on a ranch. If you're on a ranch, you'd understand what I was saying. I mean, I'm not being nasty. It's real. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Let me bring it right back. Andrea Nelson joins us from the Clover Agency. She hops on with me every week here to, I don't know, what, this pop culture crazy stuff that I just don't really, can't really seem to always wrap my mind around. And Andrea, thanks again for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, we were talking about that fellow that walked off, the journalist that walked off a TV show when they wouldn't address the real cause of the Orlando shooting. You'd think that maybe he should have stayed on and fought his case. I mean, I'm just asking. I have no thought one way or the other. Or just said, you know, the heck with it. You people, you don't get it. I'm leaving. What would have been the best thing for him to do, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think if he had the patience to do it, you know, I would have liked to see him stay on and, you know, explain, you know, with a thoughtful explanation of why, he, you know, he feels the way he feels. I think that, in all honesty, I'm not, there's no judgment, though. I think the fact that he stood up and he walked out of there was just simply that he was overwhelmed with, you know, probably anger and, you know, just with emotion, you know, like his emotions are high. So, like I said before, I'm not surprised that he did. But had he stayed, yeah, I think perhaps, you know, it would have just encouraged the conversation. And at this point, like we were saying, I think that conversation has to be had at some point. I mean, we can't just continue to pretend like we, you know, we don't see the tragedy happening, or we don't see even the events that lead up to it. We have to be honest about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and we have to stick it out and fight. I'm not, again, I'm not putting them down for not doing it, but we've got to stick it out and fight it out with these people. Otherwise, they win. By default, they win. If you're not there to defend or to make them think, even if you don't win it right then and there, you should be able to make them think. You know, and I don't know what's happened to us, where in some cases, you have to admit to a degree, we are not willing to fight things out like we used to be.
Like, you know, I wasn't alive in the 60s. That was not my era. But
I was going to say, you look really good if you were alive in the 60s. I mean.
But from what I know of that time, you know, the late 60s, you know, especially, you know, all of the events that happened, the tragedies, you know, that happened with, you know, JFK's assassination, Martin Luther King Jr., and Bobby Kennedy, and, you know, and all of, not in that order, of course, but, like, you know, that all of the things that people, that the Americans were hit with, tragedies they faced as a country, and at the same time, the disruption that was happening, it reminds me of that time in some ways, even though I didn't live through it, I wasn't here to witness it, but, you know, I wonder if history is at some point, you know, repeat.
Yeah, but they did it. They protested. They, you know, like Martin Luther King, his big deal was peaceful protest, people will listen. The minute you go sideways and go violent, you're nothing but a bunch of thugs. And that's why I think he was able to get things done. It was the same thing in the 60s, though, with some of the young people. A lot of them were peaceful protests. They were sit-ins. They were, you know, somebody got up there, stated their case, and then they did their sit-in. It was very peaceful until some of the idiots.
Right.
I mean, idiots. Like, you know, we all know, well, maybe you don't even know this one. You know, the Kent State story. Did you learn that in school? How students were shot. Well, I'm always surprised at some things that people know and don't know based on what they learned in school. But, you know, here's students that were shot by National Guardsmen, and it should have never happened. You know, so yes, did we have some ugly times? Yes, they did. But for the most part, they were fairly peaceful, very large protests. And it helped them. They did accomplish something. I'm not so sure. When I see what goes on today, it's more of a riot than it is a protest, and it escalates quite quickly. So I don't know if we're seeing a reset or a return to the protests of the 60s. That's just my opinion.
So. Yeah, well, I guess my point is, if there isn't anything we can learn from that, you know, I was a history teacher, but I think that our responsibility, too, is to, what do we learn from past mistakes? And I think we had a fair number of those in the 60s, and certainly our country came through it together. I think there was a sense of country, you know, being an American was,
yep.
There was also that it brought people together in some sense. And I don't feel like that's happening right now. And I,
they were still, even in the 60s, they were all Americans. They never saw it as us against them. Do you know what I'm saying? Today, it's an us against them mentality. But in the 60s, they were fighting for a better America. And even, you know, they used to make jokes about the establishment, you know, the old folks. They're just used to a certain way, and we're going to help them change their minds. That's a whole different mindset than you're wrong, I'm right. You know, we're from two different planets. It's not, it wasn't an us against them, which is what I feel today is all about. It's us against them.
Perhaps, and maybe that comes from, you know, we've talked about this, technology has brought about this me economy. You know, it's all about me. It's all about what I want right now at my fingertips. And, you know, perhaps that plays into it, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the got to have now. Speaking of got to have now, I didn't give you this one. Now, here's one if you really want to lose weight, okay, you can go eat at this diner. We got when guys like me are eating this. Now you can dine nude at this eatery.
Oh, wow. That was quite a transition.
Yeah. Unless you're old or overweight. Well, see, there you go. They wouldn't let me in already. So we haven't even seen the writer says we haven't even seen the menu yet, but the new Tokyo restaurant has already left a bad taste in our mouths. Japan's first naked restaurant, oh my God, leave it in Japan, will open its doors in late July, and it's not thought of dining in the nude with strangers. That's off-putting, says the writer. It has come fairly offensive rules for the entry that makes it off-putting. On their website, the restaurant lists restrictions. We'll see if that was here. You know what would happen, right? There'd be a whole sit-in and a whatever. On their website, the restaurant lists restrictions on entry, including weight, age, and even body ink. Adult diners over the age of 60 won't be welcome. God. And then people, I don't even know what this number would be. And people who are more than 15 kilograms, like 33 pounds, over the average weight for a person of their height. If you have plenty of tattoos, you're not welcome either. There's a discrimination lawsuit waiting to happen, huh?
Oh, well, I guess.
Well, you know the great thing about this? Well, I love doing this to you, by the way. The great thing about this restaurant is that were you in L.A. this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, you were.
I think I was.
Did you catch the nude bike riders?
I must have missed it.
How could you miss it? I guess they were a third of the way through the ride or what have you, and then they all took all their clothes off, and they continued their ride. Oh, yeah, here it is, right?
Uncomfortable, that's all I can say.
I'm looking at these people on the bikes and thinking to myself, I didn't expect to see any full frontal pictures, so I was going through the pictures.
Oh,
I know.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'll send you a link.
Anyway. No, that's okay.
So, you know, they're you know, they stripped down for the annual World Naked Bike Ride. Apparently, this happens all over the world. So I'm thinking this should happen in Japan. They could ride naked through the street and hit the restaurant, and everything just kind of flows together at that point in time. But what is...
Who knows? I don't know what's happening over there. I guess they must be just much more progressive than we are.
Is that what you call it progressive?
Progressive.
I call it. They've lost more marbles than we have, is what I would say. But this riding the bike naked to the streets. What is? I don't get it. I just. What's wrong with wearing clothes? Listen. I don't care how pretty you think you are or how handsome you think you are. Not everybody wants to see you with no clothes on. I mean, it's a great weight loss program for the rest of us, but you know what I'm saying?
It reminds me of those cartoons. I don't know if you've seen these where, you know, it has two photos side by side. One picture of what you think you look like doing something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
What you think you look like surfing. And it's like, you know, your hair is pulled back and you look amazing. And what you actually look like, which is like holding on to the board for dear life. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Okay, so one nut in this, yes, I'll say it. You don't have to. One nut in the article says that it's done to raise the awareness of the indecent exposure, right, of political pollution caused by cars. So they're tying it to the nasty pollution that's put out by cars and tying it to themselves. That's just scary in and of itself.
It seems like a logical tie to me.
Yeah, okay.
When I think a naked person, I immediately think, you know, we have too much pollution in the world.
I see a naked person on a bike, oh man, you need to lose weight. I mean, I'm kind of there looking at the tires screaming.
I don't generally see those, and let's keep it that way.
I'm looking at a lot of these bike riders going, okay, I guess this is the only way you're going to get anybody else to look at you naked, because I'm telling you what. Anyhow, yeah, where can people find you? We're up against it.
You can find me on my website at cloveragency.com, or you can find me on Twitter. Andrea NZLC is my Twitter handle. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on. Now you can go scrub your brain, because that was...
Right.
There you go. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Lots coming up in the next hour. Lots of crazy stories. We'll be back in a minute.